Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at kansasspeedway.com.
Back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucchetti with Jake Gutierrez. Thank you so much for joining us on this AFC Championship Game Sunday, January 20th, 2019. It brought us good luck last week, and we're happy to do this again today. We're going to talk to the Chiefs coin toss captain for today's AFC Championship game, Chris Moon, and Dr. Lori Spuzak, gynecologic oncologist for the University of Kansas Cancer Center, and Chris Moon, cervical cancer survivor. Both will be on the field watching the Chiefs warm up in pregame and hoping to raise awareness for cervical cancer and treatment available at the University of Kansas Cancer Center. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
And Dr. Lori Spuzak as well. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thank you for spending some of your morning with us as we get ready for the big game. And let's just start there. How excited are you to be the honorary coin toss captain for, the biggest game in the history of Arrowhead Stadium?
It's very, very exciting for a lot of reasons. Most importantly, obviously, the fact that the Chiefs are one win away from going to the Super Bowl. So that's huge, and I can't even imagine what it's going to be like out there on that field during the coin toss with these superstars and this huge game and the Arrowhead crowd kind of looking on. It's going to be amazing.
And you are a superstar. You'll be a hero on the field as well because, as I mentioned, you are a cervical cancer survivor. If you would, just share with us just a little bit about your story.
Okay, well, I'm really not a superstar. Some of the folks at KU maybe could claim that mantle, but so really my story is just about early detection because I never had any symptoms at all. So my journey just started in late 2016. I'm in that age group where you're having pap smears, which is probably a phrase you almost never hear on a sports radio show.
Right.
Anyway, so I had that abnormal pap smear, and they thought that, that based on the results, that can be kind of a precursor. It's the kind of thing that they want to look at again. So I came back a few months later, had another screening, and at that point, that's when they discovered what they thought was probably cancer at that point. So they went ahead and referred me to University of Kansas Cancer Center at that point. And this was in March or April of 2017.
So, and we'll bring in Dr. Lori Spuzak, the gynecologic oncologist at the University of Kansas Cancer Center that worked with you on this, Chris. And Dr. Spuzak, we've talked a lot on this show about the KU Cancer Center because I lost a friend to cancer 6 years ago. And by the time that he found out he had cancer, it was already stage four. And that obviously meant some
bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
It's changed our lives, but it's also opened up a whole world to me because I get to spend a lot of time with people that do this amazing work like you do at the KU Cancer Center. And this, we can't hammer home the concept of early detection enough, whether it comes to cervical cancer or anything else. Could you expand on that a little bit? How important is it for all of our listeners to make sure that they're getting themselves checked, even if they don't have symptoms right now?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more that, especially for a disease like cervical cancer, early detection is the key to cure, survival, and prevention. So January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month, so it's a big deal of a month, and there's a lot of things that we need to remember. Number one, that we get to get our women, girls, partners, the people we love, into their GYNs for regular GYN exams, to get their pap smears, to get HPV testing. Number two, that whoever is eligible gets the HPV vaccine. It's the first vaccine of our time that can actually prevent cancer. And we're not just talking about cervical cancer. We're talking about cancer of the head and neck, vulva, vagina, anus. I mean, all of these words, again, that we don't talk about all the time on the radio, but it's really important to know that this is a vaccine that, for the first time, can truly prevent cancer. And the FDA expanded the eligibility criteria for this vaccine. So now, between the ages of 9 and 45, you can get vaccinated to prevent HPV, which is the human papillomavirus. And it's the virus that lends itself to changing the cells in your body to make it easier for cancer to develop. And so, for example, myself, I'm getting my HPV vaccine now because I'm finally eligible, because I was too old the first time that it came out and was available to people. And vaccination is a community activity. It's for men and women. So when you get your kids vaccinated, you also should think about vaccinating yourself, because we need to cover everyone. So it's a really important time for all of that.
And again, when's the right time as far as for those of us that have kids, when about the HPV vaccine, when's the right time to do that?
So the ideal time is when they're kind of getting all of their other vaccines. So usually it's suggested around 11, 12. And the reason is that vaccines work the best in kids, and so they actually only need two vaccines. If they're older, like myself, I'm going to need three vaccines for the vaccine to really work. And so they're more ready to make the antibodies they need to protect themselves when they're younger. So there's no right time. Any time is the right time, I would say, but it's the best time. It's the easiest time to do it when they're younger.
And Chris, I know it's very important to you. You're an avid proponent of the HPV vaccine. And of course, today, as the honorary coin toss captain, you get this opportunity in this stage and being on the show with us to tell people about that and the importance of receiving the HPV vaccination. And you have shared that information with many people, including your own daughter.
Oh, yes. So that's it's sort of a funny story. So my daughter, who was in her 20s, she was actually getting married just a few days before I had my cancer surgery. And so it was an emotional time, obviously, the wedding of my daughter. So that was huge, and I really wanted that to be all about her. But as I'm getting ready for the wedding with my daughter down in the bridal suite, and we're all drinking our mimosas, and so there's my daughter and all of her young friends that are her bridesmaids, and you know, I just kind of found myself giving them a little lecture about HPV vaccination. I'm sure that my daughter, Brooke, was just horrified, but it's just really important to get that word out. And I'm really excited now when I hear Dr. Suzak talking about them expanding that vaccine to be available. I'm really telling anyone that'll listen, and it's a huge honor to be a part of this, getting this message out to people, to get that out there, because we think about the number of lives that can be saved and the number of cancers that can be prevented. I mean, obviously, I've survived this and I'm cancer-free, but it would be better, obviously, to have not gone through it at all.
You know, that's exactly right, Chris. I mean, I think that you just put it in these terms. If you give any person the choice between having cancer and beating it versus never having cancer in the first place, I think every single person would choose the former or the latter, never having cancer in the first place. So if we can do anything to prevent it, that's what we're going to do. But Dr. Spuzak, I do want to point this out. Something I've learned a lot through my journey with our Big Steps Foundation and the KU Cancer Center, being, you know, a recognized national cancer institution and, you know, going for comprehensive cancer center status. I just hope people understand, here in Kansas City, we have an institution like the KU Cancer Center that if you are diagnosed with cancer, your chances of beating it are so much greater because you have a place like the KU Cancer Center to help treat you. And I don't know, I just want to give you the opportunity to, Dr. Spuzak, to expand on that and just how important it is that our entire community has a place like you guys here if indeed you do get that horrible news that you've been diagnosed with cancer.
I completely agree with you. I feel like there's a lot of things that you can go to your community provider for, but not cancer care. And the reason is that an NCI-designated cancer care has 25% better outcomes than any regional cancer center that is not an NCI-designated center. So what people need to understand is that to get that designation, you have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't buy a designation like that. You can't buy an affiliation to another cancer center that's NCI-designated. You have to earn it. And so what that looks like is that all of our oncologists are fellowship-trained. People have trained at all these big places that people think about, like the Mayo Clinic or MD Anderson or, you know, Memorial Sloan Kettering. And we are here in Kansas City. So you do not have to leave Kansas City to get that same level of care. We are certified, you know, by the national government, and we can provide that same level of care, clinical trial access. Not only do we provide the same trials as those other centers, we're actually creating our own trials here. We have investigator-led trials that exist nowhere else in the country. So this is a really special place, and it's so important when you go for your first visit to go and choose an NCI-designated cancer center. It cannot be overstated.
We've been visiting with Chris Moon, cervical cancer survivor, and the honorary coin toss captain for today's AFC Championship game, and Dr. Lori Spuzak. Both will be on the field watching the Chiefs warm up and getting ready for the biggest game in Arrowhead Stadium history. So before we let you go, okay, Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot here. What's the score going to be today between the Chiefs and the Patriots?
Okay, I'm a little scared of making predictions, and I'm not going to give you a score, but I do think that my heart tells me the Chiefs are going to win, and I think they'll win by at least a touchdown.
I don't need a score. Yeah. All you got to do is tell me the Chiefs are going to win, and I'm with you on that one. And that's all I needed to hear. Now, Doctor, before we let you go, I'm sure that you are predicting the Chiefs to win, but I just want to make sure everyone knows to request an appointment for more information, go to kucancercenter.org. And just in closing, anything else that you think it's very important for our listeners to know, and then you can throw a prediction in there if you want.
Absolutely. So I want you to know that also KU has this new feature called Rapid Access. So if you have a new cancer diagnosis, you can actually get an appointment within 24 hours. So you do not have to sit worried, suffering. You will be seen. And so that's an incredible feature of our cancer center, is being able to see someone right away. And for my prediction, well, I'm a very superstitious person, and I just learned that this is the super wolf blood moon tonight.
Yes,
and
yes.
So I feel like all the cards are in alignment, because the wolf, the KC wolf, the blood, you know, this is our signature color red. And now Chris Moon is our coin toss captain.
Wow.
And so I feel like we're really living out a prophecy here, and we're definitely going to win tonight.
That's why you're the doctor. That was a perfect answer. And you and for all the work you do, you are absolutely a hero, both of you. And we were just honored to have you spend some time with us this morning. And congratulations on being named the honorary coin toss captain. And you guys have a wonderful day out there on the football field. That is just what a great experience you guys are going to have. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing your morning with us.
Thank you so much.
That is Chris Moon and Dr. Lori Spuzak. Again, for more information or to request an appointment, go to kucancercenter.org. And be sure to cheer loud and proud when you see Dr. Lori Spuzak and Chris Moon on the field, as Chris today will participate in the coin toss with the players on the field as the honorary coin toss captain. Oh, I don't know if I could do that. I'd go out there and I'd just... just melt under the pressure. It'd be too much for me. Like, I can't. No. Come on, you got to go out there.
There's a man melting at midfield.
I would just sit on the field, and they'd have to, like a sit-in, like protesting. They'd have to
just
carry
sit
me
down Indian style and just cross your arms like, I'm done.
They'd have to carry me off the field. All right, put him back up in the stands. All right, let's take a break.
Al Michaels would say, well, we're delaying the coin toss here.
Ugh. Al Michaels, yeah. He'd be like,
hey,
I'm doing
way to go,
best,
Chris. You are a hero.
That's
She's
right.
being modest about it, but, you know,
And again, more info, kucancercenter.org. We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.